Hello, welcome to treadmovements.com. My name is Tarek Finn. Thank you for tuning in or downloading me today. The thing that I'm going to talk to you about today is debt. So this is not a lecture on debt or why you should not be in debt. Basically, we're going to talk about debt and a way that I've discovered through reading on how to pay down debt. I read this book a while back called Safe Strategies for Financial Freedom by D.R. Barton and D.R. Barton, Steve Sugard, that's S-J-U-G-G-E-R-U-D, Sugard, and Van K. Tharp. I thought it was a pretty good book. It went over a lot of strategies on investing, talked about a lot of investment fundamentals, and one of the chapters that I was particularly interested in was this chapter or this section that they had on a method of paying down debt. So for any of you who are interested in getting into investing but find it hard because money is tied up, for a lot of us, what the problem is debt. So if you have a lot of liabilities or things that you have to pay for each month that are not bringing you money, the best way to have money to invest is to pay off those liabilities first. So when I say liabilities, I'm talking about things like cars, credit cards, student loans, kind of, house. I had a friend a long time ago that was explaining to me good debt versus bad debt, and he was explaining how student loan is good debt because of what can be done with it. Sometimes there's more forgiveness on the loan, but generally people would agree that a lot of times getting more education can lead to a higher income. So it's kind of an investment. Things that are just straight liabilities would be a car. As soon as you drive your car off the lot, it's worth less money. The more you drive it, the less it's worth. The longer you've had it, the less it's worth. So it's a liability. You pay for it. It doesn't pay you back unless you're driving a delivery van and that van brings you money, or you're driving a vehicle that brings you money somehow. Same thing with a house. A house is a liability if you're living in it and paying for it and it's not bringing you money. If you're using the house to flip the house to make money, you're using it as a rental property, then the house would be seen as an investment or an asset. When you go for a bank loan, all of these things are seen by the bank as assets because they'll ask you what you have. They're assets to the bank, basically. So if you have debt problems, they can recover some of their money through those things. So when they say that, when the bank asks you for your assets, they're asking for their potential assets. So, moving on, like I said, I read this book, and it's about paying down debt, and they went over an interesting strategy, so I'll just kind of recap what I saw through this book. So, for example, let's say you're spending $2,500 a month for the minimum monthly payments on your debt. Let's say that includes a line of credit, a credit card, and a car, etc. And maybe a house. Let's put a house in there. So you're spending $2,500 a month for the minimum monthly payment on your debts. That is your minimum. You're paying $1,500 a month for your mortgage, $300 for your car, $250 for your student loan, $350 a month for your credit card, $100 for your line of credit. So you'd like to get out of debt, so now you're going to, if you can, well, this is what you want to do. ideally, you would add an extra 10% onto the total. So if your total per month minimum payment is $2,500 a month, you want to be adding another $250 to that. So you're going to make the effort to pay out another $250 towards your total debt. And so now you will be, instead of paying $2,500 a month, you'll be paying a total of $2,750 a month. Now, what you need to do is you need to figure out which debts are going to be paid off in the least amount of time. So likely this will be whichever is the smallest debt. So to do this, you take a look at the total balance remaining on each one and divide that number by the minimum monthly payment. So not only does it depend on the size of the debt, but it depends on the schedule that the company gives you to pay it out. So think about the minimum monthly payments on each of them. So for example, you still owe $300,000 on your house, and your minimum monthly payment on the house is $1,500. So therefore, the house would take about 200 months to pay off. Your line of credit has an outstanding balance of $1,000 total, and the minimum payment is $100 a month. This means it would be 10 months. In 10 months, you could have the line of credit paid off. So you do this calculation for all of your debts, then you put them in order as for which one will take the least amount of time or the least amount of months to pay. So for example, your line of credit is $1,000, and that will be $100 a month, and it can be paid off in 10 months, so that will be at the top of your priority list. This is what you're going to try to pay off first. Then next in line would be your credit card. You owe a total of $4,200 on the credit card, which would be $350 a month over a 12-month period, so it's number two. And your car payments, you still owe $3,900 on the car, so it's a $300 a month payment over 13 months. So in this example, your credit card debt is higher than your car payment, but it's gonna go first because it's supposed to be paid over a shorter period of time, or it can be paid over a shorter period of time based on the minimum monthly payments and how many months it's gonna take. So 10 months to pay off the line of credit, 12 months to pay off the credit card, and 13 months to pay off the car, and you go like that, et cetera, all the way through all of your debts. So the first step, or the next step, is you're going to start paying the bills. So you're going to apply that extra $250 that we talked about before. You're going to apply it to one debt at a time. So that extra 10%, or $250, you're going to apply it all, each month, to your line of credit. So now, instead of paying $100 a month minimum on the line of credit, you'll pay the $350 a month towards your line of credit. So doing this, now your line of credit will be paid off in 3 months instead of 10 months. Now when the first debt is paid off, according to this book, it says take the $350 and then treat yourself for 1 month. So let's say you've paid off the credit card debt, or sorry, the line of credit debt, you pay that off by the end of March. So for April, you continue paying the other debts as normal, but the $350 that you would have used, again, had the line of credit bill still be there, you're going to use that $350 and treat yourself to something nice. So you're kind of setting up a reward system for yourself, which will help motivate yourself and take a little bit of the stress or lack of fun that comes from just paying bills. So you treat yourself for 1 month, you celebrate your accomplishment. Now when that month has passed, you still continue paying a total of $2,750 on your debts together. So now you go to your credit card, because your credit card was number two. So now instead of the $350 payment, you'll now pay $700 a month towards the credit card. And it'll now be done or paid off within 6 months, not the original 12 months. And you do the same thing again. This time you're going to celebrate using the $700, which is what is remaining now that you don't have to pay the credit card or the line of credit. And then next, you start paying off your car. So for your car, right now you're paying $1,000 a month with the extra money. So the car will actually be yours in about 4 months. And keep in mind, these calculations are pretty rough. There's also minimum monthly, I don't know, there's monthly charges that are added onto bills, etc. But hopefully you understand what's happening. Is you are continuing to pay minimum payment on other bills while just front-loading everything towards one bill, or just loading all the excess money that you would have been spreading out. You're going to put it all into one bill. So you continue. So in the end, you'll still be paying $2,700 a month rather than $1,500 a month towards your mortgage, which will now take you somewhere from 109 months rather than the 200 months. So before, we said in my example, your mortgage would be paid off in 200 months, but now because you've significantly increased the amount that you paid towards everything else, now you're significantly increasing the amount you've paid towards your mortgage because of that so-called leftover money, and you're going to be paying it off in almost half the time remaining. So obviously this figure is ignoring a lot of other transaction fees, and this is an example, but either way, it would mean that your mortgage is going to be paid off in about half of the time. And all of this is done just by adding 10% to your original monthly debt total, and you're just smartly just chopping down the smaller debts first, so that once those smaller debts have disappeared, you could put the money towards the bigger debt, which in most cases is the mortgage. So the problem is, you don't want to continue spreading them over the minimum monthly. So through this, you're just going to be chopping down the minimum monthly payments on those, sorry, not the minimum monthly, you're going to be chopping down the interest and the length that those small debts are going to be spread over. Because generally, another thing is, on things like credit cards, the interest tends to be pretty high, so you're not doing yourself a favor by continuing to only pay the monthly payment over a long period of time. The idea is, get out of the debt as quickly as possible, be patient, and in the end, if you continue using this money that you've gotten into the habit of using, this $2,700 as in the example, you could take that money and you could trade with it, you could lose with it, and be okay with it. But it would give you a little bit of freedom and peace of mind. And they say being debt-free is one of the leading causes of happiness, at least in an article I read recently, but that's an article. Anyways, try this out. If you have any success, I would like to know about it. So you could email us at info@trendmovements.com. The article that I just read from is also at trendmovements.com. The article is called Be Debt Free. And just look for that on our site. Have a nice day. Thank you for listening. Bye.